let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on the program today, author Ben Rakitka, says in his book, We Have All Been Broken, he writes things you wish you could say, but only whisper in the dark. Ben dedicated his book to the broken, living, and dead alike. And he says we have all been broken, every one of us. Some get stronger, the rest stay broken in the darkness. He observes people, and he tells their story. Ben lives in Kansas City, Missouri. He is known as Benjamin Keith as a solo acoustic performer, plays guitar and sings in a band called Ben Broken, and can be seen playing around town at various times. Other times he plays music on a sidewalk in Westport or anywhere he feels like shouting poetry. We Have All Been Broken is his first book. Ben Rakitka is our guest on This Week in America. Ben, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi.
Looking forward to talking about this. I am doing great, and your book is really so well done. There are lessons in this for everybody, and we'll talk about it during the course of the program today. The book, by the way, you'll find at authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. The title of the book, of course, is We Have All Been Broken. Talk about the inspiration for the book. Where did this idea come from for this book?
The idea for the book mostly is just I observe people. I'm kind of a people watcher, and just what happens, interactions and such, and then I just write about it. It's not really about any one thing, but everyone just has, I think, sort of a facade of they have it all together on the outside, but on the inside, it's usually a bit shattered. So that was really the concept of the book.
So basically it was observing. When did you decide, I've really got enough material here to write a book? Talk about that process. I assume you were taking notes over a period of time, and then you decided a book is just a natural extension of this.
Yes. I've been writing songs and poetry for a long time, for years, and never thought of putting them together and publishing it, but I just decided I would. And
well, you've done an excellent job in doing that. Yeah, the book is We Have All Been Broken, and as we read that through your observations, we get a better look inside ourselves and other people, possibly people we know. Possibly we start observing people and sort of coming up with our own observations of people. We all see people out there that have this, as you say, facade that look like they've got everything together. And you know, deep down, we all go through ups and downs, and we all have our problems. The author of the book, We Have All Been Broken, is Ben Rakitka. Now, the last name is spelled R-E-K-I-T-T-K-E, Rakitka. And you can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go directly to Author Reputation Press and get a copy of the book there. It's available at Amazon as well. Ben, in the book, there are song lyrics. Do you have recordings of these? Do you have music as well as the song words that we see in your book?
Yes, I do. I play guitar and sing, and I've been doing so for a long time. And I used to be in a band, Molotov Grasshopper, and we had some minor success. Then I went solo. It's a lot easier that way. Just less people to worry about.
Yes.
And under the name Ben Broken, I'm sort of sticking with this theme, I guess.
Well, yes, it's something. When did this begin for you? When you started observing people and making some of formulating these thoughts that, you know, a lot of us have a lot in common. Maybe we don't recognize it. Maybe we don't acknowledge it, but we all have been broken at one point in our lives. At what point did you start tying all of this together?
I've been writing since I was young. I was very young. Probably 10 or 11 short stories and poetry, and then eventually in songs. But I've always watched people. I know there's there's a surface, and then there's something below that people just want to avoid. They don't want to look at themselves, and they don't want to see it in other people either. It's like driving past the guy holding the sign at the intersection. You know he's there, but you don't look at him. That's what people do with their problems. They just ignore them.
Well, that's a good analogy, because that's exactly what most people do. You've done such an excellent job with this, and I mentioned it's your first book. Are you writing more? Do you plan on writing another book?
Well, I have written books already. Yeah, I have a lot more than 100 poems and songs, which is what's in this book. So I do plan on publishing more, and I am working on a collection of short stories.
It's so important, the title of a book, and you've put these in the book. The book is We Have All Been Broken. Talk about how you come up with the title for the book, because that really, when you read that, when you see that on the book cover, it does capture our attention. How did you come up with that title?
It's an anti-title, really, to inspiration. Just like inspirational self-help novels that always empowering people. I'm more about the truth. And I used to work in a bookstore, and I shelved the self-help section. So I would go through all these books all the time, and they were all inspirational novels and everything. And they just seem to put a Band-Aid on problems and not actually get to the heart of them. And I'm just observing the heart of problems, the center of it, and not just trying to figure out some like repetitive mantra that you can tell yourself every day.
Well, and that, I guess that's why the book is resonating so well. It is relatable. The approach that you take in your words and your poetry and your songs, We Have All Been Broken. Ben Rekitke is our guest in the program. That's Rekitke. Book available at AuthorReputationPress.com, their bookstore, Amazon, the usual places. Why do you write? Why is this such a good outlet for you? Obviously, you've been doing this for a number of years. What is the satisfaction? Why do you like to write?
The process of writing or painting, or I do photography, or just any artistic expression, music, whatever. I don't really dance much, but there's a feeling inside that just has to come out. There's energy. There's energy that's inside all of us, and it has to come out somehow. And sometimes it comes out in a negative way with some people, and hopefully it'll come out in a positive way. But the way I get it out is by writing. And you can't just sit with that. You have to get it out somehow and do it by writing. I mean, I'm on this planet to observe and to take notes.
It's sort of like
what I'm doing.
Well, and you are. It's sort of like a mirror. We can read the book We Have All Been Broken and learn from it as well in a unique way. Again, it's different, as you mentioned. The others, so many self-help books are out there, and they're a little over our head. They're by people in many cases who've never been through the problems that real people go through and have to address on a daily basis. That's why the book is doing so well. The book is We Have All Been Broken. Ben Rekitke, the author, and our guest on the program. Let's talk about the process of writing the book. What's it like? What did you have to go through to write the book? You've got all of these observations, the poems, songs that you've saved. Now to put them in a book form, what was that like going through that process?
It was very different for me. I'm used to writing just every day, with no intention really of publishing. But a lot of these poems and songs were from a while ago, and I just had to put them out. And my process is just completely random. There is no process. My process is chaos. That's what it is.
Well, sometimes you embrace that and you get some very positive results, which you have done with this. What's your motivation in producing the book? And by that, I guess I mean, what do you hope is the takeaway? I mean, people will read, they'll be entertained, they'll appreciate your writing style. But what do you hope the big takeaway is? What do you hope we get after we read your book, We Have All Been Broken?
Well, everyone has a story. And this is part of my story, I guess. I don't have any kids. So I just have my words. I just want people to read them and see how it makes them feel, hopefully better.
How long does it take you in this process to write the poems, to write your songs, and then in writing the book? How long a process was this for you?
Again, that's a bit random. I've had ideas for lyrics that have taken 15, 16 years to complete for a 4-minute song, and for some poems, they'll just come right out and not very much time at all. It's just, it totally varies. And it's terrible waiting for it to end, waiting for it to, finally get there, but it's quite an accomplishment when something gets done. I have a lot of ideas burning all the time, and I complete them, or I just gotta have patience, really.
Well, it's interesting. And, it's sort of a look behind this creative curtain. You've talked about patience. You've talked about chaos, randomness. Those are all elements of a creative person, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I couldn't imagine being anything else.
Yeah, some comes easy. It's interesting as you talk to people. It's some songs, some poetry writes itself. Others will take a while. It sounds like a similar case in your work. The book we're talking about today in the program is We Have All Been Broken. Ben Rykitke is the author and our guest on the program. Book available at authorreputationpress.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, there's a link there which will take you directly to their website to get information on the book. What has this been like for you, this whole concept of watching people and then writing about that? Has this been a help for you? Does this help you learn more about yourself as you're observing, analyzing, studying other people?
Yeah, there's a secret person in all of us that we don't know. And through this process, I get to know that secret person. I'm not crazy, I don't think. But then no. Anyone who's crazy doesn't think they're crazy. But I get to know really what's going on underneath. It's always underneath with me, I guess. So I know there's something more to whatever you see the face of. There's always something more behind it. And writing, I get to know my subconscious and my twice-baked subconscious. It's the one under the subconscious. It's just a theory I have.
Well, it's interesting. Do you know who Ben is, or is Ben still a work in progress?
Do I know who Ben is?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's sort of an evolutionary process that, you're writing. Maybe you think about something that takes you in a direction and you learn a little bit more about yourself as you're watching other people. Is that ongoing? I think it is, isn't it, for most of us, where we're never quite sure. Each day we find out maybe a little bit more about ourselves.
Well, yeah, that's linear time. That's living.
Yes.
I guess. And find out all of it. And some of us won't find out any of it. I make the effort to find out what isn't obvious.
What's it?
But.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt that thought there as you were talking, and you have the benefit of performing as well as writing. Talk about a little bit. We've got a couple minutes left in the program. The performing aspect where you're out doing poetry or your songs. What's that like when you get that immediate feedback? It's not like the book and you're hoping it's helping people. You're touching people with your music. You're touching people with your poetry when you perform. What's that experience like for you?
Performing is the best experience. For me, it's the greatest, just instant audience. Yes. There, consuming what I'm putting out and then liking it or not liking it or not even being there. But I just I play acoustic and sing, and performing is... it's the ultimate test. I mean, just being on the stage and doing that right now. To me, it's live performance is my favorite thing on the planet.
Well, our guest on the show has been Ben Rekitke, and that's Rekitke. Book is We Have All Been Broken. The book is available at authorreputationpress.com and amazon.com, all the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will link on and be able to get information that will take you directly to information on Ben's book, find out a little bit more about him, and you can order the book there as well. Ben, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Just a fascinating discussion on your book, We Have All Been Broken. Thank you for taking some time with us today. Good luck with all the projects. Hopefully be able to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick.
It has been Ben Rekitke, our guest on the program, Rekitke. You'll find the book at authorreputationpress.com. And, of course, more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.